This is episode number 2502 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, August 10th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
I know it's the Who Cares News, but I actually care about it.
Yeah.
It's one of those, Morgan cares about the
Morgan
news.
Morgan cares tonight. About the news yeah. today. Oh, my God.
And that's a wrap, sadly, on the Taylor Swift's Era Tour American leg that I didn't get to go to anyway. Tay-Tay wrapped up her six-night stand in the L.A. area with even more. Was it the SoFi?
SoFi is the name of the company that owns the naming rights to where the Rams and the Chargers play.
Where the Super Bowl was.
Where the Super Bowl was, yeah. And NFL West Coast headquarters are there.
More celebrities. You know, celebrities, they have nothing to do. You know, they're on strike.
Yeah, they've been busy. They've been picketing.
Well, yeah.
I see them in front of the studios.
They have time to go to her concert. And
the A-listers did. Yeah, all the A-listers, including former A-lister Cameron Diaz, I understand, was there. Well, because she's got anything to do.
Perhaps the biggest surprise Swifty was Kevin Costner. Who donned the traditional friendship bracelets the other night with his 13-year-old daughter in tow.
What a good dad. Because how old is he? He's 100, right? I'm sure he gets Taylor Swift.
Witnesses say Kevin appeared pretty tired about halfway through the show, but stuck it out for his daughter.
Taking a nap,
because he figured, hey, if Channing Tatum can do it,
I can do it. Damn it.
Even Taylor herself was amazed when she received an 8-minute standing O during the LA shows. And she now takes a couple weeks off before embarking on the international leg in Mexico City on August 24th.
Now, she's not going
to
be back here until next fall.
I have time to save money.
She's not going to be. No, you're going to have to save money because she's only going to Miami, Indianapolis, New Orleans, and Toronto.
I bet she'll come out. She has to come out west.
No, she doesn't. By the way,
yes,
she's been
does.
Out west. She's been out west. So
well,
by
I know,
the
she's
way,
been out east too.
By the way,
yes,
most of those are already sold out for October, November next year. So
you they're already being sold.
You would have to go to the secondary market. There's always tickets for sale. Always tickets for sale. Just depends on how much you want to pay for them. Right?
That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm.
So last night we understand that she dropped a little Taylorism during the part of the show where she usually does her surprise song. She announced. And this was big stuff, that it being that it was the 8th month and the 9th day and the final show of the North American tour this year, that 8 and 9 make up 1989, which is the next album she will be re-recording and releasing on October 27th. And apparently she played one of the songs from it that everybody just went crazy for called New Romantics. There will be, from what I understand, 5... I think previously unreleased songs from the vaults.
Wow.
And she will re-record the rest of that hit album that she did. 1989, of course, the year that Taylor Swift was born.
Yes.
And now she's beyond her years. I mean, beyond her 34 years. Amazing talent. I think she is the biggest thing in the world right now.
Right now, yeah.
Right now, she's the biggest thing.
And I say good on her.
Good on her.
Part of it because she's not a jerk.
She's not a jerk. Right, exactly. So, you know, if you had a chance to see Taylor Swift, good for you. I'm sure in a couple of years she'll have another reason to go out and she'll be just as huge.
And from what they say, even if you didn't think that you're a Taylor Swift fan, you should have gone.
She puts on a great show, from what I hear. So.
Because you become a Swiftie.
Yeah. You become a Swiftie. And
it's a Swifty world.
It is. Indeed.
More people are accusing Lizzo of inappropriate sexual behavior after the singer was sued for sexual harassment by 3 of her former backup dancers.
I think she's going to have a problem. I know she's like battling back, but I don't know.
Attorneys representing the lawsuit against Lizzo claim that they have been reviewing and vetting new complaints from at least 6 people with similar stories. Who worked with the twerking pop star.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good.
So, I don't know what the whole story is. I read something the other day about they were in Amsterdam. She took the crew with her to a club. I don't know what kind of club. Was it a strip club? Whatever. And apparently made some of the employees touch the models or whatever in sexual ways. It was uncomfortable. And then
yeah, I
heard
there was some discomfort going on there.
Discomfort. At least she didn't yell at him and berate them like
had by all.
You know, like she was Ellen or something. At least they were out having a good time.
The lead attorney said in a statement that the original three accusers, having bravely spoken out and shared their experiences, opening the door for others to feel empowered to do the same. And the allegations are of a sexually charged environment and failure to pay employees.
Yeah, that'll get you every time. You need to pay your employees. That's
a
bad thing.
Is it one or the other, or is it both?
I have no idea. Maybe she took them to the club and didn't pay them overtime.
Oh.
They were on the clock. They were doing what she told them to do. So this may be all. I love these little ways that the law kind of works around telling us the whole truth.
Yeah.
I just was listening to a podcast about Vice President Spiro T. Agnew, the only vice president in the United States in history to be removed from office or to resign from office.
Oh, I totally forgot about that.
The reason was that he was a tax evader. That's half the story. Listen to the podcast. You'll find out really why Spiro Agnew was meant to step down, but he covered
up
all the other.
There's more to the story?
Yeah, there's more to the story. So this is the thing. My whole point is there's more to this story. We're going to hear Lizzo's side of it. She's going to put on a brave face, I guarantee you. Maybe there'll be some tears shed in the courtroom to kind of make the jury. Ha ha, I said jury. We should have had a drinking game today. Because you have jury. I've already been drinking. Jury duty later today. So there.
Our county splits it up. And people are saying, you should have already been there. No, there's a morning session and an afternoon session.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so
wow.
The counties, they've been doing that for a while.
All right. Okay. Well, good luck this afternoon for getting on a afternoon trial. That would be nice. Anyway, you know what? All's well that ends well. Lizzo, you know what? You may be closer to that screen door hitting you on the way out than you think, because that's what we do these days.
We don't see it with a woman.
Very rarely. At least the sexual harassment side.
I mean, because we know it's going to happen with men because men are pigs.
But you know what? It takes me back to Horrible Boss. One, two, and I believe three. And Jennifer Aniston being a sexual harassing, nasty boss, making her male employees feel threatened.
But she was so good at it.
She was. So, with our apologies to Jennifer Aniston and Halle Berry, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have yourself a great day, Ann.
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.